What is up, guys? Hope everyone is doing well. Today we are going to talk about inner work, the inner journey, specifically what it is, how do you navigate through it. I'm going to use my own personal experiences because our experiences, that's everything, right? That's where we learn this thing, life. What is life? How do we operate through? By no means do I consider myself knowing it all. No one knows it all. And that's the beauty behind it. It's a mystery. It's exciting. It's an adventure. The minute that we think that we know it all and that we're done experiencing different aspects of life is the minute that we lose a lot of vitality and then we become sad or anxious or depressed. So the inner journey is the key to happiness. So what is the inner journey? Well, the inner journey is a reflection. The direct reflection of your life is a mirror of what's happening on the inside. We're not taught that concept in school, that our outer is a direct reflection of the inner. So what's going on inside, right? What's going on specifically with our belief system? What do you believe you are, who you are? What are your patterns? What are the ways that you react to certain situations? All of that is your inner self, your inner journey. Navigating through that is a challenge. So how do we best do it? Well, the best way to do it is, number one, is just being aware. Being aware of what exactly is going on inside. Like, it's okay if you got chaos going inside, as long as you are aware of it and you're willing to process it. Versus what I did for most of my life, which was just bury it, not even be aware of the chaos. I mean, just bury the chaos so deep that it was almost like it wasn't there, but it was there. It was inside the body, trapped inside the body, causing all kinds of anxieties and all kinds of fears, all because of this belief system that was just false, and false for who I was. My true authentic self was the opposite of the belief system. Sure, there were some authentic beliefs, but because of, you know, childhood events, programming, school, society, parents, friends, all that stuff changes the way that you view yourself. And when you're viewing yourself, that's how you view life, right? Again, the inner is a direct correlation with what's going on in the outer. So this inner journey is really upgrading your belief system. Again, how do we do it? We just do it by being aware. Being aware. And sometimes we don't become aware until we hit a really low point. And I think that's what happened to me as far as one of the biggest shifts. In fact, I don't think, I know. I was going through a tough time with my wife. She got diagnosed with cancer. Our marriage was not going great. And then I tear my bicep in the gym. All of a sudden, it's like a wake-up call. It's like a wake-up call for me. Like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're just going to sit and get unhealthy and continue to do all the bad habits and just, who knows, maybe have a heart attack? Or are you going to make some changes? So because life created this deep level of awareness, I had to do the inner work. I chose to do the inner work. And that's where the journey started. So being aware is the key. And you don't need to wait for, you know, a rock bottom. I mean, daily things pop up where if we're present, then we see what we need to do. You know, I'll give you another example. I just went being vegan for 2.5 years because of my first ayahuasca experience to now eating meat. And it was because during the flu, I was just hearing it. I was just listening to my body, and my body was telling me that something was missing and I was just craving red meat. So I switched to now eating once a week red meat. It's about 5 weeks in and I feel good. I feel stronger. But I was aware old Jeremy probably would have, well, first of all, I probably wouldn't have went plant. I was doing keto for 4 years. But my point is, I just never listened to that deep, deep, loud inner voice. It was because of, you know, being buried in bed with a high fever that I was forced to sit with myself. And sometimes that's tough to do. because we're always on the go. We wake up, we make the kids lunch, we get them to school, we're driving to work, talking to employees, meetings, all this stuff. We don't have time to really listen to ourselves. And I shouldn't say we don't have time, because that's actually just an excuse that we're all using. We don't have time. We make time for whatever we truly, truly need to or want to or have to. So it's just really being aware and listening to that inner voice. And here's what happens. Here's the challenge. The challenge is the ego gets in the way. What's the ego? Well, the ego is the false self, right? It's your other belief system. It's the one that was created for you. I mean, you've molded it a lot, and it's okay. It got you to where you are. You're here. You're good. You're in a good spot. We're all in a good spot. If you're listening to this podcast, we're all in a good spot. But the ego is the challenging part, because it's telling you not to believe this, because if you start believing this, then the ego goes away, or it gets diminished, or it gets hurt and doesn't want to get hurt. It's already been hurt thousands of times. So it's trying to protect you or itself, or however the mind, the illusion in the mind is created and operated. So the inner work is just really listening to your guidance system and going. So it's a daily journey. Regardless of what is happening to you, honestly, it really is okay. One thing that I have learned is good, bad, it really doesn't exist. It's short-term judgment. You are judging a moment in time. That same moment, 1 year from now, you're going to label different. So it's best to not even judge. It's one of the hardest things. I can still catch myself judging, and I don't know if that's ever going to go away. But I'm aware about it, I'm talking about it, and I know that helps. I know for a fact that helps. When you challenge your thoughts or your belief systems, you're doing the inner work. And you can challenge it many different ways. You can do the opposite. If you're hearing that voice and it's telling you, you can't do this, well, then do it. You can't create this podcast, well, then just do it. You can't ask your boss for a raise because there's that fear. You know, what if he says this? What if he, you know, creating these stories? Well, just do it. Do it and see what happens. And regardless of what the outcome is, you will feel better about yourself, because you are now upgrading your belief system. And when you start upgrading your belief system, really anything then becomes possible. And the mystery and the adventure of that is where you actually find the happiness. You know, we search outside of ourselves for this elusive, I want to be happy all the time. And we find it in relationships. We find it in having kids, pets, careers, jobs, you know, all that stuff. It's great, but they all go away. So does that mean happiness goes away? Probably. Inner happiness does not go away. When you know you're doing this work of life and being the best authentic version of yourself, or at least trying to be that daily, you're not always going to succeed. That ego is going to come in. You're going to do something that's not your highest self. Or maybe it is, because it's supposed to happen to then upgrade your consciousness for the next time. So again, labeling good or bad, can't do it. What's the point? So it's being on this journey of life, the adventure, the questioning, the wondering, the action, taking the action. You can't just sit and dream all day, right? That's not going to do anything. You do have to take daily small little actions. Small little actions are going to lead to the big ones. You can take small daily actions. It could be drinking enough water, going to the gym 3-4 times a week, walking, journaling, trying to journal every day, wakeful meditation where you are observing your thoughts as an observer. Small little things will then add up to all of a sudden now you helped someone, you found out something, you networked, you met this person, and now your life is going in a completely different direction. You're like, wow, this is awesome. You know, again, it happened to me. You know, I shouldn't say I never, because I feel like when I was younger and started working out, I'd be like, wow, being a coach would be awesome. A trainer, a coach would be awesome. but I was living in too much fear. My belief system was shot. So helped someone out in the casino lose 60 pounds because I went, on a health spur for quite some time, did keto straight for 4 years, and it worked out great. But I helped someone lose weight. The seed is planted. You are being more your true authentic self. Then you step through some hurdles, some fears. You sign up, you get a certification, and you become a coach, or you become a nurse, or you become a practitioner, or you just open it, you start your own business, and you're doing it because it's what you want to do. It's what your deep inner voice wants you to do. I was driving to the casino at the end of 2019. I'm sure a lot of you who listen to my podcasts or videos have heard this story, but that voice that told me to sign up for a 6-month certification was so loud and clear. The voice of God, the voice of the highest being you can hear. And I acted. I think you almost have no choice, because if you don't act, then you're just going to be questioning down the road, like, why? It's just better to act. Trust me, it's there. I mean, you don't need to get the flu or do plant medicines or any of that, but it's definitely there. You definitely hear it loud and clear. So this is the inner work, the journey. Don't do it alone. Do not do it alone. Do it with your puppy. Yeah, he's sitting right here for those of you just listening on my lap, being a good boy. Oh, we got a puppy, 4 months old. Nathan picked him out. So check this out. Nathan picked him out. And when we were buying him, I asked, what's his name? And they're like, Bentley. Well, that's Nathan's middle name. So universe stuff, a lot of universe stuff happens, a lot of synchronicity. When you're doing the inner work and you become more present, you're going to see the signs, and these signs help build your belief system. So think about it. When you start like seeing like this crazy stuff, you know, deja vu type of a stuff, or it doesn't even have to be deja vu, just crazy stuff. Like one of my clients was looking for a job, applied, got hired. And it's in the same building as where he works out with us. You know, like, what are the odds? I meet someone, you know, we're sitting there at the restaurant, look to my left, and the same good vibe sign, only I think it was pink, was right there. I'm sure a lot of you see the numerical signs, the 1-1, 1-1, 2-2s, 3-3s. If you're listening to this, you believe in signs. So the more inner work you're doing, the more you're on the journey, the more they come out and they build your belief systems. So you know you're just a manifesting machine. As always, don't do it alone. Reach out. If you're looking for a community, join our community. We're always looking for like-minded individuals. We're going to be doing some sound bowls. Sessions coming up soon, so reach out. If you're looking for training, coaching, or just a chat, reach out. Anyways, much love. Hope you enjoyed this one. Have a great rest of your week.